Because everybody wants to make more money. People try to make more money by winning the lottery, doing sweepstakes. And people win all that money. The first thing they do is quit their job and go on vacation or travel. Go right back to the same job, not me. Oh, man, if I won $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to work. I'm going to get hired across this country just to get fired. To say all the things I want to say to people when I was afraid I might lose my job. Yeah. Wouldn't that be liberating? Work in the shoe department.
Hi, can I see this in a six?
Yeah, you can see it in a six. But let me tell you, Sasquatch, you're not gonna stretch out my good shoes. You understand me? Put your big feet up in here. You see the sign that say Wookiees are us up here anyway? In the clothing department. I don't care how much cash you got, ma'am. I am not selling you the spandex. Hello? Hello? I haven't had lunch yet. Let's not go there, okay?
And I'm Don Rosen. Time to ride into spring with our text to win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, a blender, even patio love seat. Oh, I'd like that Chula Vista vacation. All right, this hour's keyword is green, green, like the color green. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, WRJN, of course, and use the text button to send the keyword green for your chance to win of the statewide contest. Again, the word is green, green. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send the keyword green right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Again, that's go to the Apple store. You can download all your stuff, or any store where you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app and just look for WRJN. Type in green for today's keyword. Good luck. You have until 8 o'clock. So we're giving you 51 minutes. So forget about getting ready for work today. This is more important. You can win that Chula Vista getaway. Much more important. Rick Teller's here, Assistant Racine Chief, Assistant Chief to the Racine Police Department here. But that's not why you're here. You're here because you and your wife are doing something very selfless. You're actually working to get this Royal Family Kids Camp. Oh, I forgot to bring it in today. I'll bring it in next week. Oh, we're reading this book. I'm trying to remember the name of the book. The book, I think, is Growing Up on Carlisle Avenue in Racine. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Did I write the name of the book down here? There are so many things I want to do, and I keep forgetting to do them. Hold on a second here. Oh, I got something written down. I said, don't forget to bring it in. I can't bring it. Carol Gianforte wrote a book, and my wife is reading it to me. That's right. She's actually reading me the book because I love when she reads to me. And she said, we went to camp, summer camp that year. This is back in the 40s, 50s, whatever it was. And it was in Lake Geneva. That's the camp. It's been there a long time. Mm-hmm. So what do people take different weeks in using it? Is that how it works?
Well, there's...
It's used all summer, probably, but you get a week to use.
Sure. We rent the camp for a week.
Yeah.
And specifically for the purpose of reaching out to these kids who, their lives are devastated in many regards, and in the foster care system, and We work all year round to raise the funds to provide this camp for these kids and to give them a time of their life, something that they'd never forget.
You know, and again, we talked about this before. I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver household. You had a great bringing up. A lot of people don't have a great bringing up. And this gives them 1 week to just be kids again, just to forget about all your troubles. And they're living in foster families, which aren't forever families.
A lot of times they are not.
Yeah, they're just temporary until they can find you a forever home. But, I mean, you can go from, I can't imagine going from family to family to family to family and have, you know, no roots because you keep getting shifted from family to family. And these are nice foster homes. These aren't horrible people. They're nice people, but they're meant to be temporary.
Mm-hmm. So we do have some foster parents end up adopting, but by and large, it is a pass-through place, hopefully a safe place for these kids to go.
So how do you decide who gets to go to the Royal Family Kids Camp for the summer?
Well, we work with Human Services, plus through school social workers, and we try to seek out the kids who are in foster care or who have been in foster care, and you know, kids of abuse, and then bring them into camp, and just so that they can experience and try to build a level of trust that they have lost because they have been mistreated or abused or neglected by those that you would expect to care for them the most.
Now, what do you do at the camp? I've never been to summer camp in my life, so I don't know what you can do there.
Well, let me tell you, what is it like for a kid going?
All right, here we go.
What is it like? So, Royal Family Kids is designed to meet the heart needs of foster children. Imagine yourself as a child and taken away from the only parents you know. And since you were removed because your parents were abandoned or abused or severely neglected you, your hurt goes deep. Now, you're placed in a strange home where everything is new parents or at least new authority figures, possibly new siblings who may or may not accept you, and new house rules. You miss the familiar, like knowing where to find the bathroom in the middle of the night. Now, these parents want you to leave their home to try something new again. You're put on a bus, but it's not a school bus. It's a coach bus with video screens on each chair. Well, that's something at least, right? When the bus pulls into camp, there are lots of people wearing matching T-shirts, cheering and acting like they're excited to see me. Well, that won't last long. It never does. I'm just too bad for anyone to want to keep me. When I get off the bus, I see my name on a bright, colorful sign, the adults carrying it walking toward me, smiling. Well, I guess that's my counselor. We take our picture together, and we go on, put my stuff in the cabin, and I think that my counselor only has one other camper besides me. This week, the three of us have gone boating, swimming, fishing, and then there are activity play centers where we can choose what we want to do. I like woodworking with my new friend, Julian. He likes pogo sticks and Legos. You know, I haven't got to play like this ever. Even at 7, and my 3-year-old sister and I finally moved into a foster home, and after I took her down the street to the neighbors because I couldn't keep her safe when my parents were fighting again. On Wednesday, we had the most awesome birthday party ever. When they sang happy birthday to those of us who were born in November, I jumped up and my counselor high-fived me. When we went to our cabin, Julian and I got to open our presents that we can keep. Julian got a super cool Lego kit and I got a soccer ball and drawing kit. Maybe I can design some woodworking projects. Can you believe I beat my counselor in an inflatable obstacle course tonight? Come to think of it, Julian did too. Wow, our counselors must be slow. It's Thursday and we get to go back home tomorrow. I don't want to think about it. It's the variety show tonight. I can't sing or dance, so I won't have any talents. But my counselor said I can show the group the wooden bug house I made, and Julian is going to jump on his pogo stick 15 times. It's Friday, and we're packing up. As I board the bus, I'm given a photo album of the pictures of me and my counselor from this week. There I am smiling as I ended the obstacle course before him. My bag also has a playbook with headphones, and I can listen to the songs that I learned all week. I am glad I get to keep these to remember the rest of my life.
You know, and people do remember that for the rest of their lives. I remember the fact that I never went to summer camp for the rest of my life.
Ah.
I was offered. My mother said, do you want to go? Because all the kids in the neighborhood went. I said, no. And I think one of the reasons why I didn't swim, and I didn't want to be away from home. And I don't regret it. I'm just remembering that all those other kids used to come home every day from day camp and say, what a great time. They used to talk about it. And I'm out there saying, well, you know, I did watch television when you guys were gone. Mm-hmm. I probably should have gone. The Royal Family Kids Camp. It's 1 week during the summer and it comes up on what date?
Well, it's in June 17th is when we do the camp.
Okay, June 17th. Now, you're there with your wife, right? And a whole bunch of volunteers.
Right. So this year, we probably will have 60 adult volunteers. Everybody takes vacation and for the sole purpose of ministering to these kids and giving them the time of their life.
And you have some fun, too.
Well,
I mean, you got to have fun.
Absolutely.
It's not that far away. It's just in Lake Geneva.
Right.
It's just down Highway 50. It's not that far away. The Royal Family Kids Camp. Now, why are we telling you all this? Because to raise money, they got their hands on four tickets to see the Bucks-Celtics play April 9th, 5-serve forum, with VIP extras. You'll get free parking, first of all, at the 5th Avenue, 5th Street Garage. You will get $10 on your Bucks app for each ticket, so that's $40. And you will also get to enter through the BMO Harris, or BMO, they took the Harris away, BMO VIP entrance. You will sit in row 2. And that is the Jockey Club, seat, section 116, row 2. You get all four seats there. You can feel the sweat as the players run by you. That's how you can smell the actual game taking place. You might even get hit with a basketball going out of bounds. You never know. You're in row 2. What a deal. So we want you to bid for these tickets and bid high. Now, I don't have the current bid. It was at $1,200 2 weeks ago, and I don't know what the current bid is. It's probably higher than that. So bid higher than that and go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Make that bid, and you can possibly get those four tickets. If you're the highest bidder, you'll get the four tickets, and we'll know next Friday on the 29th who's going to get those four tickets and the VIP entrance. And you, who's holding on to the tickets? Can we trust them?
We have the tickets.
They're the person who's actually got the, can trust them?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking. Okay, just want to make sure. All right, we'll talk more about the kids camp, the Royal Family Kids Camp. 1 week for the summer for foster kids to forget about all their troubles and just be kids again. And you're right, this is something they'll remember and tell their kids for the rest of their lives that, hey, I can't believe I went out to Lake Geneva and it snowed that day. It was really...
Well, I hope not.
No, I hope not in June. We're in big trouble if it's snowing in June. We got bigger problems. All right, we'll talk to you more about that. I'll give you the website once again, the Royal Family Kids Camp auction for the Bucks Celtic tickets. Rick Teller's with me this morning. I'm Don Rosen at 719 at WRJN. It's going to be snowing today, 2 to 4 inches. Highs near 35. Cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, cloudy on Sunday. Keep it right here, WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. WRJN, Rick Teller's here, and we're talking about the Royal Family Kids Camp, which is coming up in June, but they need money. And if you can help this happen, you will get Bucks Celtics tickets for the April 9th game at 5-serve Forum. You get a bid on them. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, 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 and help these foster kids have a nice getaway for a week in Lake Geneva. You know, If I didn't have to help out, I would volunteer. I would just want to relax and enjoy the week. But, you know, you got to do stuff.
Right, right, yeah.
No, I don't want to do stuff. I just want to go and have a good time.
Yeah, well, we got the fishermen out there that's fishing with the kids during the day, and the woodworkers, and just all manner of things for the kids to do. So.
You know, I fished once in my life. It was Salmonorama did a disc jockey celebrity type thing where we all went out there and we fished and caught a fish. It was actually pretty big. It's the first time I ever caught a fish in my life. I never fished before. I fished when I was a kid, but, you know, we just went to this little stream and there was nothing in there. But we just put our lines in there and pretended we were fishing all day long. But they actually caught a fish and I didn't know what to do. I was tugging on my line and I said, what do I do now? They said, reel him in. I said, it's going to break the fishing line. He said, no, you're not going to break it. And it was pretty big. We put him back. I didn't keep him. But still, that was the first time I ever caught a fish in my life. It was kind of exciting.
Yeah, these kids, some of them never seen a body of water other than a swimming pool, if they've seen that. And when they go out there and you put a fish hook or a fishing rod in their hand and they dip it in the water and the fish, they almost bite immediately. Some of them literally are jumping out of the water to get after the bait. And see the looks on these kids' faces. They catch the fish and, you know, they throw it back without, you know, we throw the fish back. We don't show the kids that we're throwing it back. And then
don't they ask you, where's that fish I caught?
Well, they're so busy catching more fish. I mean, it's incredible.
And you go, look, there's Elvis. And you throw the fish back.
There you go. Hey, nothing to see here.
Look at my left hand. You throw it with your right hand. So is there a kitchen? Do you barbecue? Do you cook out on the fire? I mean, how does that work?
Well, you know, we have our local U-Haul guy. He donates s'mores for us for one night.
And oh, that's good.
The entire load of s'mores.
So you do a big fire in the
yeah, on one of the nights. But every night there's a special event. Last year we did, our big event was Police and Fire, and came out, the kids got to see that and in context. In fact, you can go to our website, racine-rfk.org, and you can see snippets of our camp last year and the year before. So in this instance, the kids get to see law enforcement and first responders in a positive light, because a lot of times they see them only when they're being removed from their homes. And so it really is revolutionary for these kids to see, hey, these are really nice, fun people to be around, you know, law enforcement and rescue personnel. So it's really good stuff.
Yeah, and teach them not to be afraid.
Right.
Because you're right. The only time they saw the police when their parents were taken away or they were taken out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad memory to keep in your noggin.
Yeah.
So I just, when you wake up in the morning, you have a nice breakfast? I mean, do you have an actual kitchen to cook it, or do you cook it on the fire outside? Or?
It's at the camp, and that's where a lot of our expense comes. The biggest part of our expense for camp is the camp, because they're providing three meals a day.
Oh, plus, they do all that.
Yes, plus snacks and so all the facilities are there for us. And you know, we bring our games, we bring our woodworking projects, we bring all of our things to do, and the people we provide, the people to put on the camp. But then they have archery and, you know, various things at the camp. But yeah, that's the camp. The food is.
This sounds fun.
It is fun.
This sounds great. What about if it's a rainy day? You got rainy day activities?
We go inside. You have to go inside.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Fortunately, weather is we're relying on having good weather, but occasionally we'll have to go inside and come and punt. And we do various games, or if it's too hot. I mean, last year was extremely hot. And so we try to cater some of our things to cooler venues, you know, get them down at the lake or get them in an air-conditioned building. So
see, that if I went camping, I'd have to bring a portable air conditioner. And I'd want something where I didn't get any bugs on me or anything, because I don't, my family never went camping in their lives. We stayed at hotels. And only one time we were in, I'm trying to remember where it was. It was up in Cooperstown, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
We're in Cooperstown, and we didn't book hotels in advance. It was back in the early 60s. We didn't do it in advance. The only thing left was a cabin place. You know, we had cabins, and they were pretty rustic. And my mother saw the cabin, and she said, I'm not staying here. I'll sleep in the car. My father said, don't sleep in the car. It's a nice cabin. My mother slept with her clothes on all night with her jacket. and she never went to sleep. She just didn't like the cabin. It was rustic. It was, you know, there were spiders and cobwebs in there, but it was on a lake, and that's just the way it was. But that's not what my family did on vacation. And my mother said, make sure we have a hotel for the next night. And she just wouldn't sleep. She sat in the chair all night with her clothes on and stared at us sleeping. So the Rosens aren't campers, but I only went camping once. I told you, up at Bear Mountain up in upstate New York, and I had a great time. I really did. I can imagine what it's like. And for you and your wife and all the volunteers, they have a good time too.
Oh, yeah.
The most horrible time is when it's over, right?
It is. You know, the hardest day for the kids, I think, is Thursday, because they know that Friday.
Oh, I know.
They're going back into their rigmarole and, you know, whatever situation that they're in. So,
but you're trying to, you know what that's like? It's like every August when they started putting the back to school signs up in the stores. What are you putting back to school up? You know, we still have another few weeks left. But, you know, you knew the summer was coming to an end. Same thing when you go on a cruise ship. And I've been on a lot of cruises. Those last few, you know, last day or so when they start preparing you to get off the ship. Oh, come on. I got another day to go.
Yeah.
But they have to get you ready because you got to disembark and all that kind of stuff.
That's why we do the variety show the night before, is it allows the kids to just really get out there and just celebrate things that they've learned. And they have a really good time. And plus, you know, we keep them up a little bit later in hopes that they'll fall asleep and make it a nice transition.
Let me give the address again. It's WRJN.com/Bucks. Bid on these tickets. 4 tickets to see the Bucks Celtics. And that's coming up at 5 Serve Forum with a whole bunch of VIP junk, too. A whole bunch of good stuff on April 9th. You get great seats right up front. You get the VIP entrance, the free parking, the $10 put on per ticket. And just have a good time. The Royal Family Kids Camp. And we'll be back again next week to talk about it. Bid high, at least over $1,200 for these 4 tickets. Way over that. Go bid over that. WRJN.com/Bucks. Rick, thanks a lot.
Hey, you're welcome.
Don't move. Stay where you are. 7:29.
It's not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside of me. When it's love, you won't be needing your...
734 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters with us. I'm Easy by Keith Carradine. Brett, you know what movie that's from?
You won't. I do not. Let me know.
It was a Robert Altman movie called Nashville. It came out in the 70s, I think, or 80s. It was a big, big cast in that movie. And he sang this song in the movie, I'm Easy. Yeah, it was a good song. All right. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, and we are talking about movies. Got a couple of new films out today, including a major release. And this comes out today. And Brett, I'll let you tell everybody what this movie is. Big, 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 big movie.
That's right. Premieres were last night. Audiences and fans are liking this one. Of course, this is highly anticipated. It is Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. If you saw the last one, you'll know that there is an old force and a new force for Ghostbusters, and they're both in this movie, and they've got to protect our home and save the world from a second ice age in this one.
And it stars the original people, right?
That's right. That's right. You've got not only the new people, McKenna Grace, Finn Wolfhard, Paul Rudd, but you also got Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, Annie Potts, and more. So this is really a neat one. You've got both sides on this one, and it's certain to be a fun time at the movies. And this is what it's all about. Ghostbusters is a great film to have on screen. So go check that one out. It's Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and you'll enjoy it if you're a Ghostbusters fan.
I remember when I saw the original in the theaters. Back in the 80s, and I said, there's never going to be a funnier, better movie than this ever, ever, ever. That first one was so good. And I think it was just a great cast. And, of course, Harold Ramis was in there, but he's not with us anymore, so he passed away. But you know who I really loved in that film? It was the guy from the EPA, the troublemaker, who made them throw the, you know, remember the guy? I forget.
Oh,
his,
sure, yes.
And he said, I want you to, oh, you know, he wanted him to shut the grid off and all the ghosts got loose. Is that guy? I'd love to see that guy in the film again. Of course, everybody's like 100 years older. But, yeah, that was a great film, Ghostbusters. I didn't care for the sequel so much. I didn't care for the one they had last time, The Afterlife. I didn't care for that. But I'm looking forward to this one. What else do we have?
You've got a horror movie, and this one's an interesting one. It's getting great results on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. It is called Immaculate. Now, we've seen Sydney Sweeney come up in a lot of movies so far. Yeah, Anyone But You was a smash hit in terms of romantic comedy, and now Sydney Sweeney's on screen again. If you can believe it, Sydney Sweeney is actually starring as a nun in this horror film. So she's a nun of devout faith. She moves to a new place, and of course, it's not what it seems. It quickly becomes a nightmare. There's a sinister secret. There's unspeakable horrors inside where she is. And of course, there's a lot of things that will go on. But check this one out. Sydney Sweeney is a rising star. She's great on screen. And Immaculate is a great horror film from Neon Pictures. They are a great studio that's putting out some great product. And this film, Immaculate, is doing well with critics and audiences that have seen it so far.
All right. You had something you wanted to talk about, right? Did you have some special announcement here?
Well, there's a couple things going on. One is that Godzilla X Kong tickets are on sale as well. That is going to be an epic battle on the big screen between these two titans teaming together against a common enemy. So go check out that one. That's a really great one.
Now, what's the title? What's the title of that one again?
It's Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
And a Godzilla is now an Academy Award winner, too, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, Godzilla is living it up.
He's got his Oscar.
That's right. Going for number two. So 2025, yeah. We'll see if he gets a new Oscar here. But Godzilla X Kong, that's on sale. And then I tell people, watch out, because there will be something that I can't announce right now. But at 11 a.m., tickets go on sale for a very, very big event that it's going to be at our Marcus Majestic Cinema. It is one of only 13 of these particular things that are going on sale across the nation that's going to be happening in May. So I can tease that out. I can't say anything else about it, but I can tell you this. Our Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield, Wisconsin, not a far drive from Racine, is having an event that's going to be exclusive to Wisconsin. There's only 13 in the entire nation.
Oh, my goodness.
It's happening in May, and I'm telling everyone, go to MarcusTheaters.com, go to the Majestic Cinema webpage at 11 a.m. You will see that tickets are going to be on sale for this very special event.
11 a.m. this morning?
11 a.m. this morning, that's right.
All right, you got me that's 3 hours and 20 minutes away.
So we're under embargo not to tell you exactly what it is. That's all I can reveal, but I've tried to give you it off. So go check that out. It's going to be an amazing event that happens in May. And like I said, one of only 13 in the entire nation, exclusive to Wisconsin. And I wanted to tell everyone that just to look out and just to give you a little bit of a tease.
I know what it is. Godzilla live on stage. Taking on Kong live at the Majestic Theater. Oh, I would pay to see that. Oh, by the way, it's pronounced Godzilla X Kong. Is that how they're saying it?
That's right. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. It's like that because they are teaming together against a common enemy. This film's another great one. So it's on sale. It premieres next Thursday night. And again, if you can imagine that, two epic titans on the big screen, great special effects. You go this weekend, you get Ghostbusters. You go next week, you got Godzilla and Kong. So how can you go wrong watching these great movies on the big screen? And that's what's we've really had a good run here, because if you haven't seen Dune Part 2, it's spectacular on the big screen. You've got Ghostbusters. You've got Godzilla X Kong. There's Kung Fu Panda 4 for kids right now. It is a great time to be going out to the movies, and we know a lot of kids are on spring break, and they're going to be looking for something to do. Well, the movies are a great place, especially with the fact that our weather is not spring-like right now. If you go and look out, if you look out my window, there's a lot of snow, but we've got your spring break at the movie theaters.
Okay, real quickly here. Now, movies open up on Friday, but I noticed in last years or so, they're starting to open up on Thursday nights. Is that every movie opens up on a Thursday night now, or is there just some?
virtually every movie will open up the night before the official release date. So whenever you see something on a poster, for instance, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opening Friday, March 22nd, they will have a premiere night, and the premiere night is going to be the night before. And sometimes this gets a little tricky if you get holiday releases that get released on a Wednesday or something like that. But for all these Friday releases, they are virtually all coming to the theaters on Thursdays. So come on out, check it out early, be the first one to see the film. And most films go on sale, basically have show times for at least the 7 o'clock time frame, but you'll even find them earlier. A lot of films are going earlier, later on Thursday afternoon, like in the 4 or 5 p.m. slot as well, and then in the primes, in the prime 7 o'clock hour. So check that out. It's a great time to go take a look at that. Fans love this for some of the big fan films, but virtually every movie's there, and just for a lot of the movies that you might want to go see, this is a great chance to see it before everyone else.
Well, I'm not sure I like this particular trend. Nothing I can do about it. Now, the last movie Tom Cruise made was a part one film, right? And there's a part two coming out. Is that true?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Now, they're doing that with the movie Wicked. The Broadway musical is coming, and they're going to do a part one and part two. They did the Dune part two. And I don't know if that's a continuation of the Dune movie. And they're doing it with one other film, too. It's going to be a part one and part two. And the problem is the part two comes out a year later. It's not like it's the next week. You got to wait a whole year. And it's strange they're doing it with a Broadway musical.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about one film that's going to buck that trend and do this in a different way coming up this summer. But let me just talk about Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Dead Reckoning Part 2 that's coming out. I mean, that's going to be spectacular. Wicked, I think the story is so immersive that everyone is going to be happy with this, and watching over two parts is going to be great. You saw that with Dune 2. It's such a long book, and there's so much to describe that some of these legitimately do take that much time, and I think we saw that in Dune. It was the perfect way to do that. Now, Warner Brothers is doing a different take on this coming up, which is really, really interesting, because Kevin Costner is putting out a series called Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 1, and then he's putting out one, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2. But here's the interesting parts. The first Horizon will be released this June 28th at kind of the beginning of summer. The second one is going to be released on August 16th. So about 2 months apart, and I think that's really neat. You're going to see part one and part two released in the same summer. So you can see part one at the beginning of the summer and part two at the conclusion of summer. And I actually think that's a really neat thing to do. We saw that way back when Back to the Future did this as well. Back to the Future released the Back to the Future 2 and 3 about 6 months apart. And I thought that was really interesting because you didn't have that long leg. And hopefully Kevin Costner and Warner Brothers would deliver with this Horizon and American Saga Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. But that's another neat way they're doing it.
You know, I when I took the Universal Studio tour, it was back in, I guess, the late 80s. I was there with a couple of friends of mine, and we took the Universal tour, and we went on this set, and the guy said, "I can't tell you what movie they're filming, but I'll give you a hint. It's Back to the Future 2 and 3. And it went under a different name, but we were on the set. And the set we were on was the town square where remember the library? Remember they had to connect the clock tower, the library? They had to get that thing shocked at the end of Back to the Future. And that was the library that was used as a courthouse in To Kill a Mockingbird and a million other movies. So we were on that set. They had the theater marquee with the futuristic movie on it. All this stuff, they made it futuristic, and we were on the set. They weren't filming that day. So, yeah, Back to the Future 2 and 3, and we had no idea what they were going to be about, but it was interesting to be on the set of those. So we got the Kong, the Godzilla X-Con movie. What else we got to look forward to? We're going to do a big summer preview show because there's a million movies for the summer. But give us a little sneak preview of in the next few weeks.
There's a bunch of great things coming out. When you come to April 5th, you've got a movie called Monkey Man, which stars Dev Patel. He's an action star in this one. It is based in India. This is a great action film that I think people are going to love. So go check out that trailer, Monkey Man. It's been playing around. It's been on a lot of the sports networks and things like that. So go check that one out. And another movie that's on sale that I think everyone is going to like is called The Fall Guy. And this stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It's going to be released in May 3rd, but May 2nd will be the premiere date, as we talked about. And it's about a stuntman who left the business, but now he actually has to go back and actually work in the real world to rescue someone. The Fall Guy.
Is that based on the TV show with Lee Majors, The Fall Guy?
Exactly right. Okay. So it's The Fall Guy. This is Ryan Gosling. It should be tremendous on screen. It is on sale now because this is going to kick off Hollywood summer. You know, we've got snow outside right now.
Yeah.
But for Hollywood, based in California, that first week in May is the start of their summer and the start of Hollywood summer movie season. And that's going to kick off with The Fall Guy starring Ryan Gosling. So
is he going to sing?
I don't believe he's singing in this movie.
I'm just the fall guy or something like that. He'll do another big number in the film. Now that he's known for his big numbers, I'm just Ken. He could sing in all his movies. And it wasn't that bad too at the Academy Awards. That was a good number that he put on there. I was really impressed by it.
Okay. And I was surprised that his song did not win, but great performance there, yes.
The song that did win from Barbie by Billie Eilish, I love that song. I heard it for the first time at the Oscars, and it was great. It was a very good song. Okay, so the Majestic Theater, go take a look online at the Majestic Theater at 11 o'clock this morning for some big news. I still think it's going to be, Godzilla versus Kong on stage.
It's a big announcement, and if you want to go when you see that, buy your tickets because it's going to sell quick. So 11 a.m. at the Majestic Cinema in Brookfield, but go check it out because the announcement will be released at 11 a.m.
Evander Holyfield's going to box on stage. All right, we'll find that at 11 o'clock this morning. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Brett, we'll do it again next Friday morning once again, all right?
We'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Bye-bye now. Brett Hoffman, Marcus, what got up? Now I'm... I probably could have beat it out of him and found out earlier. Oh, that's good. All right, 7:49. We're going to talk sports in just a moment. Mike Clemens coming in here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Mike Clemens is here. We're going to talk local sports, find out what's going on in the world. We've got the tournaments now. Wisconsin taking on James Madison tonight at WRJN 7:30 p.m. live. So let's talk about everything going on. Of course, college basketball is the hot topic right now. Also, the Bucks doing well, too.
Yeah, March Madness. And so tonight, the Badgers taking on this James Madison University. It's in Virginia. Been around a long time. So the buildings on the campus down look like modern versions of Mount Vernon. And they've got a pretty good basketball program that's really improved with this new coach they've had over the last 3 or 4 years. They're smaller in size than the Badgers by a couple inches, but they've got some good shooters. They had a good season in a weak conference. They've moved into the Sun Belt Conference. Not a lot of great basketball teams there. But they come into the game with a 13-game winning streak. It's just that they've been beating up on all these Sun Belt teams that don't have the best records. They have a good three-point shooter. They're pretty good at three-point defense. I think if the Badgers continue the games that they showed in the Big Ten tournament, especially the one that was able to upset third-ranked Purdue last Saturday, very exciting game, they should be able to advance after tonight's game.
Okay, and we've got Brewers baseball coming on this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at WRJN. We've got Bucks basketball. Everybody's grooving. We've got a lot of sports teams grooving around right now.
Yeah, Brewers last night playing a late one in Arizona against the Giants. The Giants jumped out to an early lead. Brewers came back but lost by 1 point. I think it was 7-6 was the final in that one. The Brewers, They lost a lot of games. They're like near last place in the Cactus League. It's preseason, it's spring training. They were trying out a lot of these young players, but now they're sort of, refining, and they're kind of playing the starters. The guys who are going to start a week from now when they open the season in New York on the road against the Mets. But the biggest setback was just to learn that Devin Williams, their closer, is going to be out until May or June. They found a couple of the reason that he had a sore back, a couple of fractured vertebrae in his back. So they're going to not, they don't have to do surgery. They're just going to let it heal, give it some time to rest and rehab and see where he picks up from there. But they got to come up with a closing pitcher between now and then.
Now, this isn't actually local, but it made the big news that the Dodgers phenom, he does not speak English. I forget what his name is.
Shohei Ohtani?
Yes. And he's got a translator who follows him around everywhere he goes. And he made some bets with an illegal sports book. And supposedly, what's the pitcher's name again? I can't think of his name.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. He lent this guy $500,000 twice to pay off these illegal bets. So there's a whole big thing going on with that right now.
Yeah, they're just starting to uncover this. I mean, I heard that this guy, the interpreter, may have spent as much as $4 million of Ohtani's money because I guess, he must have lived with him, had access to him like an assistant. Yeah, the thing is this. This guy is clearly in trouble with a gambling debt. And that's it. But they start seeing that he's been betting on things, maybe including baseball games. Now there's an investigation that's going on because if the ball player in any way had knowledge of that, then we got serious problems for the Dodgers. And this guy's got like a $700 million contract. So why Major League Baseball is so involved.
And I've got one name for you, Pete Rose. If you think this thing can't come back and haunt you, Pete Rose was haunted his entire life over his gambling,
and the thing about Pete was Bud Selig gave him every out, every chance to say, okay, look, yeah, I did bet on some Reds games, but, never. He wouldn't. At that time, Pete would never, would talk about it, but they had the evidence, sitting right there, and so that's why they slapped him with the lifetime ban. And since then, Pete has come out with just about everything that he did bet on. He never bet, his team to lose. Those kinds of things. But, yeah, there was times when he was a manager, he bet on his own team. And if he'd probably just come up with the truth then, might have been more of a slap on the wrist than the lifetime ban from Major League Baseball.
And, of course, he can't get into the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame either. He's banned.
Right.
He's banned
right
from everything. And he would be in there. That's the funny thing is he'd be a shoo-in to get in if he didn't have this gambling thing. And he never fessed up to it, never owned it. And That's what happens. I mean, you break the rules. You break the rules. You can't bet on baseball if you're in baseball. Actually, when he bet, I think all betting was illegal at that time. I don't think he was able to bet on anything. All right, so we've got the Badgers tonight against James Madison in the NCAA tournament. 7:30 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Got the Brewers coming up this weekend. So, hey, you have a good where are you right now? Where are you based out of today? You following anybody around?
No, I'm, the teams are in New York, and you know, I will go to the next level if the Badgers get through this weekend's worth of games. But I'm actually at a family house in Beloit looking at the snow out the window.
Okay, good to have you home. Mike Clemens, we'll talk to you next Friday morning once again.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, be careful out there. All right, I'm Don Rosen. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be careful driving out there. It is kind of messy with all that snow. I got to clean my car off right now. Have yourself a great weekend here at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN Radio. It's 7:59. Good morning.